Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to talk to our next guest on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg, live from London across the pond. Hey, Peter, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing okay. You know, people are back traveling. It's a little crazy. Of course, since the CDC relaxed and got rid of that requirement for people to be pre-departure tested. So at least my nose, thanks to the CDC, I don't have to be tested anymore.
They get that thing all up in there, don't they, Peter?
Yeah. It's if you travel as much as I do, it can be a little painful. Yeah.
And, you know, my girls, the Jet Setting Divas, Jeanette, Yvette, and Tina, they're on my podcast and platform, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. They travel all over, and every week they're doing stories about travel and, you know, the travel industry. And, you know, it's just always so bananas with everything that's going on and summer travel numbers. And people are getting back out there, and they're flying. And I know we got out there in the RV this past weekend and went down to Texas. Talk to me about summer travel and what can folks expect.
Well, they can expect chaos. They can expect congestion. They can expect delays and cancellations because summer already started with the meltdowns over Memorial Day weekend for the very same reasons of airlines being overscheduled and understaffed. Throw a little bit of weather to that mix and you can complete the sentence. You got a problem. We're seeing airlines that are cutting back on their routes.
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting back on their flights. And in some cases, like we saw last week, American Airlines grounded 100 of their planes. They simply did not have the pilots to fly them. And this is summertime now. So it's going to be a tough couple of months.
Okay. And you know, is that going to change folks' travel plan? Because I'm only here today, Peter, because Paul can't get out of Milwaukee. Okay, so we are living and breathing the example of what we are talking about right now on the radio. Are folks going to say, you know what, that's just too much. I don't want to deal with it, because the last thing you want on a vacation is a damn headache.
Well, normally I would agree with you and say most people would say that, but they're not saying it because of all the pent-up demand. Americans are going to say, we're going to travel no matter what, at least for the summer. We're going to pay higher prices. We're going to endure more abuse because we just need to get out.
But I was going to say, wait, has COVID just lowered our expectations? Because, baby, we used to be like, you know what? I expect this from you. I am a platinum member. I am a rewards member. I'm never going to deal with you no more. We're just letting folks treat us any old kind of way, and we are coming back for more abuse. Has COVID changed the expectations we have for the travel industry, Peter Greenberg?
Well, you know what? If we let it, it will, because look at the hotels right now. They're capping their occupancy at 60%. But they're charging higher rates than they got at 2019 and providing less service. But people need to stay somewhere if they're going to travel. So this is a problem. If airlines cut routes, that means every plane is full and the prices go up.
And you know what? I was listening to the Jet Setting Divas podcast the other day, and one of the things that they talked about as they are traveling, there's a lot more self-service. You know, they said that they were at a restaurant that they normally go to, in wine country, and they were saying, seat yourself. You know, they were doing something at a rental car place, and it was just like, find a car, get in, and drive off. You know, we got your information online. And, you know, they were, you know, just kind of very disappointed. And, you know, they go on this trip. They expect to be treated like queens. They paid a premium price. And then they get there, and you know, they're kind of on the hook to take care of themselves, as if, you know, be glad you got here.
Well, you know what? In many respects, you should be glad you got there, considering the fact there's nobody working. You know, we're down. It's not just a pilot shortage. We're down over a million ground handlers and baggage handlers around the world than we were in 2019. We had a situation the other day where a pilot literally left the cockpit and went down to the tarmac to help them load bags, so his plane could leave on time. Now, I can answer that question, but I know you're thinking, did the plane leave on time? It did not, but at least it left with the bags. That's, you know, the airlines have now, in the last, let's see, 3 or 4 months, lost 21% more bags than they did a year ago.
Wow.
Because they're understaffed.
Wow. We are talking to Peter Greenberg on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. You can hear Peter's show, Eye on Travel, every Sunday afternoon right here on CCO Radio. And, you know, Peter, I used to work on Sunday nights, and I would listen to your show, and it was always so informative, and you got some great interviews on there, and you talked to some amazing people. I know you're in London right now, but you have an eye on what is going on at Yellowstone. Give us the latest. What should, you know, the folks be thinking about if they have already paid for flights? They already have plans, you know, especially for families like mine who have small kids who've been looking forward to this.
Well, this is a crazy summer for national parks. It's not just Yellowstone. As you know, they've just had the flooding situation there.
Mm-hmm.
Half the park is already closed. But even if they hadn't had the flood, they were having serious capacity issues because everybody wanted to go. You know, there are more than 423 national parks and monuments in the U.S. Most of them don't charge an entry fee, but that doesn't mean they're available to you because they're getting overcrowded. Last summer alone, many of them had to close. Now a number of them are actually taking reservations. So for those folks who had plans to go, whether it's to Yellowstone or Yosemite or any of the other parks, don't assume anything. Make a phone call. Find out if you have to make a reservation. Find out if they're even going to be able to accept you, because everybody had the same idea you did this year. They're stepping in their car, and they're going.
You are so right. That is so true. Now, listen, I couldn't believe this when I heard it. Delta is turning folks away at its airport lounges. They limiting the amount of time you can spend in the lounge. Peter, you heard about this? What's going on?
I've experienced it.
What?
Yep, that's right. It's happening. And in fact, a lot of the lounges are trying to change the rules as to when you can use them, how long you can stay. I have seen Delta Airlines lounges. By the way, it's not just Delta, but you mentioned Delta, so I'll talk about it. I've seen Delta lounges where the line is like out to the gates for people just trying to get away from the gates. It sort of defeats the whole purpose. And now, to their credit, a lot of these airlines are trying to open up newer, bigger lounges, but they can't move fast enough to meet the demand. So just be aware of that for this summer, too. You know what we ought to do? Let's just stay home until September, and then we own it. And I'll tell you why. Because
damn,
in September, kids are back in school. People are going back to work. They're also going to wake up and realize how much money they spent for travel this summer. And they're going to go, I did that? I spent what? And you know what's going to happen? Fall bookings starting around September 15th are going to go off a cliff. So if you're a smart traveler, that's when you want to book it, after September 15th.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you right now, we were just throwing money at the Bucky's gas station down south when we were filling up that RV with gas. We drove that Camping World RV down, and the price of gas was different from Missouri to Iowa to Minnesota to Kansas. I mean, there was no way of figuring out whether we're going to be $5 in this state or $8 or $7 or $6. And at some point, Peter, we just stopped looking and just gave them the credit card. It felt like I was being robbed. You know, it's just blindfolded. You put the money in the bag and just drive off.
I'm with you. But remember, we have not yet reached the tipping point where people will not get in their cars and drive. Because if you compare it with airfares, in many cases, they've gone up 4 times in the last 6 months. People are going, you know what? If I'm a family of four, I used to spend $93 for a ticket that's now $410. Mm-hmm. I can't spend $1,600 to take the family on a vacation just for the airfare alone. So they're going to cram everybody in the car, strap Granny on the roof, and do it that way. And if you look at the amortization of what that would cost, it's still less expensive, or I should say less painful, than flying if it's a trip under 600 miles.
Woo! It's too much. It's like taking the SATs right now when you get ready to do anything. We planning trips, and it takes longer to plan a trip than it does for us to get to the destination. Peter Greenberg, it's stress traveling. Has traveling and vacations ever been this stressful before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we always talk about the golden years of travel, or the golden age of travel. We're delusional. Travel was always a problem. We just liked getting where we were going. Not the actual process of getting there, but actually finally arriving. So the answer to your question is, oh, yeah, we've had problems before, and we've adjusted. But now we got a perfect storm. because it's inflation, it's gas prices, it's fewer flights, it's lost baggage, it's all those things, not to mention the weather. You know, go bring a book because you'll be reading it.
Yo, Lord have mercy, Jesus. You know, I'm just going to stay here and watch The Young and the Restless. You know, Victor Newman has never given me this much trouble. Peter Greenberg, it is always a pleasure. Have fun in London. If you see the Queen, tell her I said hey.
Maybe.
We will chat with you later.